Hello and welcome to the Melissa Diaz Report. My name is Melissa Diaz, coming to you live from Austin, Texas. What is up, preppers? What's up, doomers? What's up, red pill, blue pill, white pill, black pill, green pill? What's the green pill? That's when you give up and you just eat your boogers. Literally a pill, a green booger pill, you swallow it. What's up, everybody? How's it going with the end of the world stuff? How's that happening? How's it hanging? What's up? What's in the news? Let's cover the news. What are we going to be talking about today? Well, first, we're going to cover the FAA reducing air traffic by 10% across 40 high-volume airports during government shutdown. Arrests in the Louvre heist show power of DNA databases in solving crimes. This is a New York Times article. The High Court's conservative majority halts a lower court order requiring the government to keep letting people choose male, female, or X on their passport to line up with their gender identity. And then finally, we're going to talk about President Donald Trump unveiling a deal this Thursday with drug makers Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk to expand coverage and reduce prices for their popular obesity treatments, Zepbound and Wegovy. That's great. Wonderful. What's going on in my life? Well, literally my baby's sitting behind me playing maracas. And I'm doing this fucking thing anyway, because what else am I going to do except come into this room, into this studio, and just scream into this microphone until this baby's old enough to move out and get a job? No, it's okay. She can stay as long as she likes. She can stay until she's fucking 100. I don't care. I mean, I'm an older parent, so I'm gonna be in like my 60s when she's a young adult. I'll need help getting stuff from the top shelf. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna need her to help me make bread and stuff. I'm gonna insist that she bake bread from scratch, not that she gets it from the grocery store. I'm gonna insist that she learn how to be a homesteader. She's gonna have to learn how to raise chickens, churn butter, bake bread. I'm not gonna learn any of this stuff, by the way. I know a little bit of it, but I'm not gonna learn it. She's gonna do it and help make our lives better. Isn't that what you have kids for? I don't know. I'm not even sure why I had a kid. I had a kid because it just felt like good. It was good. It was. You know what? I had a kid because I was like, I've done a lot of the other stuff I ever wanted to do. I'm doing it. Things are going swimmingly. Let me throw a kid into the mix and just. Basically, I may as well have just thrown a flash grenade into my life. But I just like punishment. I like things to be harder and more of a challenge. I like it. It makes me feel good. That's why I make my stuff from scratch instead of going to HEB and just picking up a bunch of shit. I look at the stuff and I go, I'm going to make that at home. That's it. You can go to any place nowadays and get anything your heart desires for a very reasonable price. Exclusively, here's the caveat. It has to be trash. You can't get anything worth anything to eat for a reasonable price. That's unreasonable. Right, Sunday? You can't get a steak for a reasonable price, but you can get 4 dozen donuts, jelly donuts, powdered chocolate, like what, how, with Flintstone, Rainbow Flintstone, whatever the fuck those cereal boxes are, whatever the title is, what is it, Fruity Pebbles, yeah, with Fruity Pebbles strewn all over it, you can get anything. You can get a girl to fart on that donut, on a donut on OnlyFans and mail it to you, and you eat that for a reasonable price for like $5 a month, you know, or something like that. I mean, I don't know, actually. I'm kind of assuming. This is like girl dreaming, where you're like, man, if I was only an OnlyFans model, I would just make so much money. Like, every girl thinks they would make so much money if they would only do OnlyFans, and it's just a way to make you pat yourself on the back for not doing that and having other options still. No unless you love being a porn star, in which case OnlyFans is like your number one. It's kind of like when you apply to a bunch of Ivy League colleges, right? Columbia University is kind of like not the top choice of anybody. It's everybody's like second choice school, I learned, except for that one person that just wants to go to Columbia University. And for them, that's like, it's good for you. That's nice for you. Go live on the Upper West Side. You'll be able to buy weed pretty easily. It's like one avenue over. You got Broadway with all the yuppies and all the Columbia students. You go over one avenue, fucking Project Central. Get all the drugs you want. So it's really good kind of, it's good setup, really. You don't really have to, although it is, I guess it's better if you can buy it from some Chad guy at Harvard and kind of keep it in the within the walls of Harvard. So yeah, so this is what's going on. Okay, let's start with the news, okay? Let's start this shit. I'm so sleep deprived. That's one thing about having a kid, the sleep deprivation. If you don't have extended family where you could just throw this kid everywhere, where like, you know, Mexicans really have it figured out, right? Because they have like, there's a quinceañera every day. Everybody's out. These kids are just running around. Everybody is taking care of them. They're sleeping under tables. They're getting spanked by just strangers, like fifth cousins, for acting up. Everybody is together on this, right? Somebody else gives them some cake. It's like a line of utility. I don't know. It's like one of those, you know, like when they used to have the firefighters and they would all like carry a bucket over to the next person and the next person until you finally get to the person that's the closest to the fire, and then you just put the fire out. So speaking of fire, I think there's a steak right now beeping in my kitchen, so I'm gonna go check that. I'll be right back. All right, and I'm back, and now I gotta breastfeed this baby. I mean, I'm not breastfeed, but you know, feed this baby with breast milk that I pre-pump. I don't have time to breastfeed and this baby just make eye contact with her that much, just that many times a day. That's crazy. So anyway, as I was saying, what are we going to cover? The first story is the FAA reducing air traffic by 10% across 40 high volume markets during the government shutdown. You know, whatever. This is, what is this? U.S. Airlines began canceling flights nationwide Thursday due to the Federal Aviation Administration's order to reduce traffic at the country's busiest airport starting Friday because of the government shutdown. I don't know. Is this in the news to put pressure on Republicans or Democrats? Who the fuck knows? I don't know what's going on. I don't know what political ploy is happening right now. I don't know if any political ploy is happening. I think the reality is that the government has been shut down for over a month, and now they're not coming to work at the airport, so now they have to actually start canceling flights because they don't even have enough air traffic controllers. So we just have a lot of shit that's just not working. They keep saying that everything's better, that everything's cheaper, that things are wonderful, but I don't know if that's completely true. I mean, I would say, you know, if you mean that we are on track to, you know, converting the country into some kind of like techno-feudal state, and in that way, you know, everything is under control, and so eventually things will, you know, level out and the balance will be restored in that direction, then yeah, everything is good. But if you kind of wanted the nation to be, you know, a republic, a democratic republic, then I think we're kind of, we're still drifting. We're drifting because the government isn't in session, and it hasn't been for, this is, nothing's been working. Congress has not been working for over a month, okay? Congress is not working. They're not doing, like, working as in, like, the way a computer doesn't work and you have to get somebody to fix it. I don't know. What is this, like, a reboot thing? Are they trying to apply computer logic to Congress? Like, just turn it off and then turn it on again and maybe it'll work? Is that what we're doing? That's not gonna, because that's not a computer. It's not a computer because, for one thing, computers are logical. Congress is the most illogical chaos that you have to ever lay eyes on in your life, if you ever look in the direction of how your government functions, you start to get anxiety when you realize it's literally not functioning at this point. So now we are just kind of stuck. Now people can't go flying to wherever. But on the other hand, this is kind of great because too many people are flying. There's too much humanity now in all of the places to fly to, and it makes those places less enjoyable. So I'm glad, actually, in a way, that fewer people can fly, for my own selfish reasons. And it's not even selfish like practically selfish. I am not going to any of these places either. But I know what it's like to have to deal with a bunch of fucking dorks flying to New York to go look at the Rockefeller tree for Christmas. It's like you have to go through this gauntlet of mediocrity now. They are everywhere. They swarm it like locusts. It's like a locust invasion of like mid functioning, Midwesterners it's like the Midwesterners of the world. It's not even the Midwest of just the United States. It's the Midwest of the entire globe now that have developed enough disposable income in their economies, have devolved so that people have enough disposable income to now be a nuisance in places where people actually wanted to live their lives. They treat it like a toilet. Like Italy. Italy is being gutted by losers. You know what I mean? Like, Italy is being gutted by people who actually can't even truly appreciate Italy to begin with. They're losing their culture. They're losing their language. Italian's a dying language. And that's what tourism does. Tourism is, you're letting termites into your country. That's why they're trying to get rid of them in Barcelona. They spray them with water. They spray tourists with water from like water spritzers, like cats, like you're trying to get rid of like cats. And it's just like, get out of there. What do you don't need to travel this much for enrichment because it's all online. All of that shit is online. You should have a good reason to travel now. Like, it should be done more sparingly. That's what I think. Like, it's not just on a whim. People just go on a whim now. They don't actually go to... It's like you travel to Japan because you just saw some cake that looked really appetizing on TikTok. And now you're in Japan causing a ruckus. They hate you there. They don't want you there. You're making them conservative because of it. They don't want you dancing on the train, okay? They don't want that. They don't want you making TikTok videos. You're obnoxious. And it's like... heavily leaning towards noxious and obnoxious because that's what's happening. So the flight thing is, but then on the other hand, they don't want you there. And also rich people don't want you there. They don't want you there because, and I don't even think rich people care anymore. Have you noticed when you go to these cities? Yes, Sunday. I know. All right. Maybe we'll take you to Italy. I don't know. You could be different. You could be cool. But it's too young. You're too young. We don't know. You could be just an asshole, and I don't know. We have to kind of vet you first, kind of see what kind of personality you're going to have. Everybody keeps telling me you're an Aries. That doesn't sound fun. That sounds like a handful. So we'll see Sunday. But anyway, these flights. I mean, the thing is, it's like people want to go for the glamour of cities like LA, New York, Chicago, all this stuff across the world. But the thing is, it's like the rich people aren't even there anymore. They're not really even there. They're buying up luxury high rises, units in those buildings. I don't know. Maybe they're buying the whole thing. They're repurposing townhouses and rebuilding them from the interior to make them more cush, and it's all just to create real estate asset, for their portfolios, real estate portfolios. How the fuck that works? If I knew how it worked, I'd be rich and I wouldn't be doing this podcast. But, that's it. They're not there really. And if they are, they're not in places that you'll ever brush shoulders with them. you'll be able to maybe stare in at them at maybe certain restaurants. And it's not even really them. It's kind of like Nepo babies and the people that work for those people. Those people are on private islands. They're not anywhere. You shouldn't even bother going to these cities. They're not what they were. They don't mean what they did. They're museums. You don't even go to the museum in your city. You're going to travel across the country to go to some city that is a museum and just treat it like trash. It's just whatever. Maybe the government shutdown is worth it just for people to not be able to travel as much. I wish the people in those major cities well. I mean, they get to have maybe a little bit of a break from all these assholes. Anyway, in the next in the news, we got arrests in Louvre heist show power of DNA databases in solving crimes. I don't like this. I don't like this at all. This makes me uncomfortable. And it's especially since I think about that I have an Ancestry.com account. They have my DNA. But they're going to get everybody's DNA, you know? And the thing is, it's like, because they have my DNA, they have the DNA of everybody that I'm related to on some level. So it's like you're actually ratting out anybody in your family who's a dirtbag and being a snitch. And that's a no-no. That's not good, right? It's you're breaking trust. Somebody wants to rob the Louvre of Napoleon jewelry. And you're just kind of being in the way, you know. You're a liability now. This is your cousin or whatever, right? Also, apparently these guys are hot. I saw some pictures of them online. Well, one of them is. The other one's kind of, I guess maybe with a shave and like a nice outfit, he could be hot too. But it's hard to tell. But anyway, because of this DNA database. It took less than a week for the police to track down two of the suspects who they say broke into the Louvre and made off with eight of France's historic crown jewels. A third person, a suspected accomplice, was tracked down on Wednesday. In all three cases, DNA was an essential part of the search. This is according to a report by the New York Times. Okay, the DNA of the two men was found on the window and on one of the two high-powered motor scooters the thieves used to get away. The DNA of the accused accomplice was found on the bucket of the truck-mounted mechanical ladder that was used to raise two of the thieves to the second-floor balcony of the Louvre. I mean, what is this, like Inspector Gadget-level technology to get to these jewels? That was that easy? This seems like you could use all of these tools to steal these jewels from the 90s. My baby is freaking out right now, so I'm going to put her down. Hold on. All right. Yeah, so the DNA thing, this is because you know what it is? The more sophisticated our technology gets, the more it gets sophisticated in the direction of negligence. People in charge are going to fall for AI and DNA databases and all this stuff. The same way that everybody else is. They're going to slowly start to lean on it more and more, and then it's going to replace actual human interest in human suffering and crime and sickness. You know, people are just going to default to just giving it to AI, to a chatbot to tell them. You're going to have neuroscientists, neurosurgeons just asking ChatGPT to remind them how to take this thing out of somebody's brain. It's going to be depressing. You know what I mean? And it's like you're already starting to feel it. Like you walk around, you feel like people are not tuned in anymore. They're kind of checked out. And it feels like your institutions are checked out. It feels like when you go online, the internet is checked out. The internet, nobody's there. It's a ghost town. The whole country is becoming a ghost town. And I don't know what... This is not going to help. The DNA evidence thing, it's just going to allow people to automate law enforcement. You're going to start, between all the DNA databases and everything else that you have, you're just going to use robots and AI to solve all of your crime. And a person is not going to be there for anything. I mean, you can barely get a person now for customer service. Okay? If you get a person, it's a person who doesn't even speak your language. That's not a person. Okay? That's a United Nations, meeting. That's, you know what I mean? It's like everybody's translating. It's like nobody knows what anybody's saying. And it's not getting better. It's getting worse. And then people are losing their jobs and shit. And it's going to be, you know, AI that's going to take those jobs. We all know it. They keep acting like it's going to be great, but it's not. It's not. How does the DNA database work? France's database, the National Automated Genetic Fingerprint File, had 4.4 million DNA profiles at the end of last year. Damn, this baby music is pretty appropriate for this. Those profiles have been collected over almost three decades from people suspected or convicted of crimes, as well as people killed in natural disasters. That's great. That's great. Well, at least they're not using commercial means, right? They're not using 23andMe or something like that. They're not, I mean, as far as I know, they're not buying the rights to the 23andMe DNA database. But the United States is definitely going to do that because everything is privatized here. Government doesn't do shit. Government is literally not even on right now. It's off, like a computer that you're trying to reboot because it's having issues. It's not working. Anyway, we'll see how that pans out. The decision by the High Court's conservative majority is Trump's latest win in the High Court's emergency docket. This is another article, and it means his administration can enforce the policy while a lawsuit plays out. What policy? A lower court order that was halted by the High Court requiring the government to keep letting people choose male, female, or X on their passport to line up with their gender identity or new or renewed passport. See, this is another thing. Why have people travel? Why have people fly when their passports are obnoxious? The passports of Americans are annoying now, right? Now you have to like do a whole thing with gender identity. It's like the US is literally printing their emotional baggage onto their passports and then flying it over somewhere, plopping it down in front of some fucking rube, just some poor sop working at the airport of whatever city, to stamp, to have to look into the eyes of this person who is making a political statement with their passport while you're doing your stupid underpaid job, and you have to just have this interaction with them, with this person, when all you want to do is go home. When you never wanted this job to begin with, and now you're stuck here for the next, who knows when, 30 years, maybe even? Who knows? You got kids to support. Can't be fucking around. And now you got to deal with some idiot. You know, and it's not like, I'm not even talking about being mean to that person or having a confrontation. It's just having to have that moment where you have to live through this person's like emotional validation, they're being gratified for, you know, their passport and its gender representation, and it's like that's the annoying part, is that this is Americans are just becoming so fucking annoying. I mean, you got to go and like, does the instant gratification go that far? Can it not stop with just getting jelly donuts at HEB? You have to push the goalpost, move it and move it further and further away, and include more and more people into your bullshit just so that you can feel gratified, just so that you can continue to expand your lifestyle brand or your whatever the hell you're doing. This is annoying, okay? Americans are becoming annoying, and it's not even just Americans, because it's like all the former British colonies plus the UK are becoming just insufferable, annoying people. Don't let us fly anywhere. We're annoying. Don't let us. Japanese people can go anywhere because they are polite and they shut the fuck up. Germans, yeah, they're cool too. They also do that. They just go take pictures, you know. In Indian families, right? They're just having a good time. But like Australians and people from the UK and Americans, people like that, Irish people, annoying. Just get your passport stamped. No, like, don't make a thing. Don't make a political statement out of your stupid ass passport. Who cares? Nobody cares about your gender identity at the airport. Okay? They don't even want to be there. Okay. Finally, we got President Donald Trump unveils a deal Thursday with drug makers Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk to expand coverage and reduce prices for their popular obesity treatments, Zepbound and Wegovy. That's great. So according to the Associated Press, President Donald Trump. Yeah, that's great. And the thing is, you know, for anybody who's, I don't know, for whatever reason, disappointed in anything that Trump does, I mean, he's a politician. They're all going to disappoint you. This is something that we really need to learn as a country. Europe already understands this. We seem to be really slow. I mean, we tend to be slow in general. We're American. We're dumb. But, you know, it's just, hello. So, whatever. Yeah. I mean, I think this happened, too, with vaccines or something. Like, they're just making a deal with another vaccine company. I forgot what it was. Whatever. But anyway, I'm not going to talk about it because I don't remember. But yeah, Donald Trump and Zepbound and Wegovy, I mean, right? This kind of ticks off a lot of boxes. It's like the American gratification machine, right? Anything that makes Americans feel good. And right now, the American project, we're done with body positivity. Now everybody wants to get skinny. Nobody wants to put in any work to have personal growth and actually work towards losing the weight naturally. We're just going to go with Wegovy. That said, I will concede that the shitty food industrial complex, and combined with phone addiction and everything, really, really, really has created a problem with food addiction and impulse control and shit. This is not entirely fat people's fault. Like, I think 80% of it is not even their fault at this point, okay? 20% is just that they kind of, give in, maybe, and kind of just go along for the ride of people manipulating, humans into eating shitty food all the time. But other than that, I mean, these people, the level of manipulation, the age that they get you starting, to eat all this shit and get you hooked on it is so early. I mean, these people don't have a chance. It's really it's criminal. These people need to be prosecuted, honestly. And nobody's going to do it. You know why? Because the thing is, you don't have to prosecute. They don't have to worry about, fat people prosecuting them because they know that they're all going to die of diabetes too soon for it to really grow into any significant class action lawsuit. You see what I'm saying? They know what they're doing. This is the same reason why... drug users are never going to rise up against drug dealers because they are too busy dying in droves to actually spend enough time on drugs to then look around and go, wait a minute, this guy is fucking my life up, right? It's like, you're done. You're done before you could ever have that realization. And it's the same thing with these people, and it's fucking bullshit. And the solution now is just inject yourself with something that melts your bones or some shit like that. I don't know. And that's it. That's something that was meant for a diabetes treatment is now being used for obesity treatment. And they don't know why it even works for obesity. They're just going to throw it at you anyway. And that's how it works here. And they're really leaning into that. Whatever gratifies the American lifestyle. That's kind of where we're at now. Because they don't care about what happens to Americans. Not poor ones, not broke ones, not even middle class ones that aren't the ones that didn't jump on the boat in time of income, exponential growth because they invested in Bitcoin or something. All of those idiots and everybody below that, we're fucked. We're screwed. They're done with us. This is why cities are ghost towns. This is why the institutions don't work because the rich people are done. They don't need us anymore. And they also don't need to wrangle us up and pretend we're doing some democratic project and all this other shit anymore. They don't need to do that level of tinkering to make people comfortable with being, used, And all they have to do now is automate everything and then leave. And they're going to go to their private islands. And those private islands are the new, high level, extremely, rich sumptuous, ornate, you know, cutting edge cities. Those private areas, like these bunkers that these rich people are building, they're not building bunkers to not, you know, to like escape the end of the world. They're building like secret cities for each other to travel to. They're going to live with us, but like ghosts. They're going to pass us by. They're going to fly by us in the night. We're never going to see them anymore. We're just going to slowly devolve more and more into these obese, you know, Adderall and Xanax addicted and Oxycontin addicted mutants just roaming the landscape like a bunch of cattle, you know, just grazing constantly on various pastries and injecting ourselves with Wegovy so that we can stay thin enough to walk around and not completely be off our feet. And then we're going to die early. Because we're going to be sick because we never took care. And then eventually we're going to die out. We're not procreating anymore, right? That's why the, you know, reproductive rate is going down. So eventually we're going to go extinct. The variety of human that did not make it on that gravy train that these rich people are on is going to go extinct. And they're going to be left. Any of us that are left, I don't know, we'll probably be serfs. But anyway. On that note, maybe I shouldn't have had a kid. But anyway, thank you for tuning in to the Melissa Diaz Report. My name is Melissa Diaz, and that's it. That's it for the episode. Thank you for listening to this journey. Thank you for being on this journey with me. Thanks for listening to the episode. I hope you have a great weekend. I'll see you next Monday for another episode of the Melissa Diaz Report. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.